Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4257.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
That would be pretty easy. That's my grandfather. I was his first grandchild, and he took care of me since I was a little kid. And it's pretty much, he was, I would say, a second father to me. He had, I've never met anyone like him. He was the most generous person I've ever met. And at the same time, he had just the way he carried himself. He would never get mad, even when his last few years he was alive, he was always in pain. He never really complained. And I don't know, it's probably the best person I've met in this world.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be successful. What that entails, there's multiple things I want to do. Right now, I'm in the middle of working on getting my license to be a scuba instructor. I like writing a lot, so I would like to have some of my works published, and I want to travel, so I really want to see the world and meet other people, but those are three of my main passions right now.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
As a human being, I would say that I try the best I can to learn from my mistakes and change with my surroundings in a positive way.
What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? A lot of things, but, you know, a beautiful day outside, a call from somebody that I care about, you know, seeing my dogs. There's lots of things that make me smile.
What types of things make you happy?
Positive things, mostly. Family and friends are probably the thing that make me the most happy, but also traveling and seeing new places and meeting new people. That's, you know, been the source of my happiness for the last few years, for sure.
What types of things make you sad?
You know, not being far away, again, from family and friends. I've been traveling a lot the last few years, so not being able to see people and not being there for parties and for holidays, and, you know, that, and obviously when plans don't work out, you know, that's sort of a letdown, but, you know, you gotta keep going.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I lived in the city, and then we moved out to the country, and we lived in this little town in the country, so I spent a lot of time outside, exploring in the woods, going to lakes. So I had a very close bond with nature, and I really love being outside. I love camping. And then when I moved, we lived by the ocean, and there was lots of woods. So I would say my childhood had a very big emphasis on nature and on the world around me. And, you know, I've been living in big cities since then, but I always find myself going back to nature.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
Yeah, I would say I probably would have a few, but I know that my I have a lot of friends all over the country and world, for that matter, and my networking skills are very awesome. I've had people tell me that, and just by what I've done, I can see that. And I'm also a very easygoing person. Most people that meet me, they're just like, man, you're just so relaxed. You know, you're never stressed out, and yeah, it's. I guess a quality. I didn't know that it was a special thing, but as I meet more people, I see that as well.
How do you think you developed these attributes?
Again, I think a lot of it comes from my grandpa. I feel like I take more after my mom's side, and my two sisters take more after my dad's side, but I'm a very calm, collective person. I try to think things through, and, you know, again, too, being raised sort of in a not very hectic, peaceful environment, I feel that had an influence as well, as far as, you know, nature and stuff like that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think that one of the most admirable qualities would definitely be loyalty, because there's not too much of that in this world today, but, you know, loyalty and being straightforward, because a lot of people, you know, they're not straightforward with you, and it could solve a lot of problems if people were just straight up with each other. And again, that sort of goes hand in hand with loyalty, because, you know, you really, there's people you care about and just certain people in general that you do business with. You know, you should be loyal to them and you should keep your word.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The quality I like most is that, you know, I'm very, very ambitious and very spontaneous, and I feel that that keeps my life interesting, but at the same time, I am responsible, so I keep the bigger picture of what needs to be done and what I can do while still having my fun. The quality I like least about myself, I mean, and sometimes I don't even mind it, I guess other people might like mind it more, is I do procrastinate sometimes, and I feel I work good under pressure in the last, if I do wait till the last minute, but sometimes, in hindsight, I feel that I should just get stuff done instead of waiting, sometimes.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My parents, they just, first and foremost, you know, loved us unconditionally. My parents, they didn't spoil us and give us everything we wanted, but, you know, they would always try their best, and, I mean, they just always were very loving, and no matter what happened, they always were behind us. They never would kick us out or anything, and they're very close, and they just sort of defined in little pieces, you know, what a family is, even through the hard times that we did have, and they just taught me to treat everybody like you wanted to be treated. Everybody was equal, and I mean, they just had a very positive outlook in the world.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I travel a lot. I haven't lived by my parents in 3 years, so I really, any time I get to spend with them, my mom, I like cooking with my mom, and so I like cooking dinner with her. My dad, I like watching football with them. If we're just in a room talking, that's fine with me, but I just love spending time with them anyway. But I mean, we go fishing, you know, movies, we, you know, go on road trips together. I just love spending time with my family any way I can.
Tell me the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most cherished present I've got was probably in recent time. We would go back for Christmas every year, and one of the last year my grandpa was alive, and I just didn't have the money to go, and my parents helped me out with the money, and I got to see my grandpa for Christmas, and that turned out being his last Christmas, so that was really important to me.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
In my childhood, I liked sports. I liked soccer, I liked football, I liked swimming, baseball. I really liked exploring. Like I said, I lived by a bunch of woods, so me and my friends would build forts in the woods and go run around the woods all day. And I also like video games, too.
What is your favorite book?
My favorite book? Favorite book would probably have to be one of the Lord of the Rings. I like that book a lot, and I have very fond memories of it when I was a kid.
What types of books do you enjoy?
I enjoy everything from horror, like H.P. Lovecraft is probably one of my favorite writers, Stephen King. I also enjoy sci-fi novels, and then fantasy stuff, and I am a political science major, so I do enjoy reading books on politics and psychology, sociology, anthropology, philosophy. All that stuff is interesting to me.
Do you have a favorite literary character?
Yes, I do. It's a character from a H.P. Lovecraft book, and if you know him, then kudos to you, but it's a Randolph Carter.
What is your favorite word and why?
Favorite word, can I say that? No, I'm just joking. Favorite word would probably be yes.
Can you say why?
Favorite word, because they're agreeing with me and they're saying yes.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was Cabin in the Woods, and I just watch movies online, but I went and saw Cabin in the Woods, and it was amazing. It was probably my favorite movie of 2012, and yeah, it's the best horror comedy movie to come out in years, I think.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Honestly, I don't watch too many sports. I watch football, and you know, I'll watch any sport if we have tickets to go see it live, or you know, I like watching playoffs of different sports. I really enjoy the X game type stuff too. I like motocross, I like skateboarding, surfing, snowboarding. All those extreme sports are really cool.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
What do I do for fun? I do a lot of things for fun. Since I've moved out to all the places I've been, normally when I go on vacations or somewhere, I try to center it around going to see concerts. I'm a diehard music fan. I like pretty much all genres of music, so going to see concerts is a big thing. Spending time with friends and family, that's what makes stuff fun half of the time. I got a lot of good friends I like going out with, and you know, I'm not... If I go out to a bar or something, I'm more of a person that I want there to be something to do there. I want to see a band there, or I want to play pool or play darts. I don't want to just be standing in a room doing nothing but drinking. So I like that. I like scuba diving. I like surfing. I like skateboarding, biking, canoeing. I obviously love outdoor stuff.
Are you a creative person?
I am. I like writing. I feel that my artist skills as far as drawing are a little lacking, but I do like doing that from time to time, and I also do have a guitar, so I enjoy playing music here and there.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've gotten a few. It depends how my hair's cut and my beard is done, but back when I was in high school and I had really long blonde hair, I got Kurt Cobain a few times. I looked a lot different than I do now. And, yeah, I've also gotten, when I've been clean-shaven and cut my hair and stuff, Jeff Daniels.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you'd like to interview and why.
If I could interview anybody, it would probably, even though I'm not a very religious person, it would probably be Jesus, because I feel that people are really just have taken that message and just twisted it so many ways that it's not even what he was saying back then. And I don't know, I would just sort of like to set the record straight for a lot of idiots out there.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Actually, one of the risks I took was going to college in general. I was actually going to go do some traveling instead of going to college, and I stuck around for another 4 years where I was living to go to that college, and you know, it was at times I was disappointed and sort of discouraged because I graduated high school and I was like, alright, I'm going to go somewhere, and then I just ended up staying around the same town I went in for high school for another, you know, 4 years. So it was just like, I was like, oh man, when am I going to get out of here? But in the end, I got my degree and it has opened up a few doors for me, so that was good.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or a piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I mean, there's lots of them. Maybe, I guess, one that's had a lot of effect on me is Gravity. it's definitely challenged me and done stuff like that, but I mean, I could go on and on about art and scientific theories and all the stuff that's been very interesting to me. I normally surround myself with a lot of things like that.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And describe this moment.
Yeah, back in high school and stuff, you know, you hang out with a lot of different people and you're sort of trying to find yourself. And I remember when I was back in towards my junior and senior year, I was just hanging out with certain people that, you know, in the long run were very self-destructive to themselves and really didn't care about other people. And I thought people like that were my friends, but through their actions, I learned, you know, and it didn't just dawn on me one day. It was a few different people over multiple periods, but, you know, after seeing certain things, it's like, oh man, what am I doing? I need to surround myself with better people, which I have.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
What would I like to be doing right now? I would like to be getting paid a job where I got to live in a different country every 2 to 3 months, different country or city, and just move around all the time. That I don't know what kind of job that would entail, but I would totally sign up for it if I could do that. I really want to travel, and it'd be awesome to make money while traveling.
Where would you like to be the most?
Right now, for some reason, I've really felt like Australia has been calling me. So if I had a choice to move out there and get a job, I'd do it tomorrow.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would like to be with my family more than I am now. Right now, I'm pretty content with my life. I live with 5 of my best friends from high school, all live out, you know, with me right now. So I'm pretty content as far as people that I know around me, but I would like to see my family more than twice a year.
What is your approach to life?
My approach to life is to learn from your mistakes, to not have a set way of thinking completely, because things change so much in life. To always think that one way is right is a little asinine to me. And I just feel, you know, you should take things day by day. Don't try to plan stuff out too much, because a lot of times plans don't always go through. So, you know, live day to day and just try to be stress-free. Don't let the little things bother you. That's one of the most important things for me, is just to not be stressed out, just to be relaxed and be a happy person.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience is probably what I'm doing right now. After, like I said, I wanted to go travel before I went to college, and it didn't really pan out. And I just feel like I'm, you know, doing what I want to do on my own terms. I'm traveling, I'm keeping my head above water, and I'm happy, and I'm getting to see friends. So I feel like that's, you know, the start of my master plan.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
What's that one? I liked a few, but I don't know. I like Chutes and Ladders was really fun. I remember Candyland. I remember Mousetrap, Operation. Favorites are hard for me. There's so many things to like in the world. I feel that, you know, to say one thing's your favorite is sort of ridiculous. I have lots of favorites.
Who is your favorite actor?
Favorite actor. Well, again, I'm not a fan of favorites, because I do like multiple things and have a lot of different movies and people I like, but probably one of my favorite actors would definitely be Bill Murray. I love that guy. I've watched his movies since I was a little kid, and, you know, he still puts out quality stuff, and he seems like a great guy. I got to shake his hand once, and yeah, Bill Murray's the man.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner? Oh man, you guys keep coming with the favorites. I cook, so I cook Italian food. That's the first food that me and my grandma started cooking. But I also cook Mexican, like Hispanic food, I cook Asian food, and I cook Indian food. So I love all of them equally for the most part, but I can say that I could eat, like, Hispanic food probably every day of the week.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done? There's lots of those, but some of the most recent ones is I'm not afraid of heights. I've bungee jumped. I do roller coasters, but I don't like rock climbing or climbing up a sheer cliff. That sort of weirds me out. So I'd say probably the craziest thing I did was like a 65-foot jump off of a bridge, and that was pretty pretty scary, but it was fun. I'm glad I did it multiple times.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Something I wish I could do that I can't. I would have liked to. I guess I sort of still could do it if I want. I really would like to be in some type of band and tour and go do stuff, but I feel that, you know, my level of expertise on the guitar isn't that top notch, and I don't know, I feel like if I would have been playing guitar maybe 10 years ago like I should have been, that maybe that would have been a different possibility now. But you never know. I play guitar now and I live with a bunch of musicians, so anything could happen.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate in this donor program for two reasons, obviously. I mean, first is, you know, I work a part-time job, so it does help that I get a little extra cash, but I really do believe in helping other people. I am getting paid, but I still do want to help people. I think that is important.
Is there a message you'd like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Sure. I mean, you know, you've got a good bit of an idea of what type of person I am, but I'm hoping that, you know, in the future, I can help you, and I'm also, you know, hoping that a lot of the positive qualities I bring in life will also show through for your child.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4257.